Good evening. The time is 13 past 6. We just meditate. I'm just entering to our show with this song. Just listen to this song as I welcome you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the time is 18 past 6. It's time to meditate with me, myself, and I, John Mamabolo. I'm in live in Limpopo, Asokopo. And it's going to be awesome. And I believe that you are going to enjoy this show as we meditate. As I normally say, our number is 073-269-2731. WhatsApp number 03-289-4658. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. And you can interact with us via our chat line on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. I welcome you to the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. As I said, the time is 6:19. 19 past 6, today is the 28th of July 2018, and I believe that the most of people, they got paid today. Some they are going to be paid on Monday, some they got paid yesterday, but it's a beautiful day. It is a little bit cold here in Rasahopo, Limpopo, and I'm excited to broadcast live in Limpopo. In Asokopo, is going to be awesome. And I'm going to have Pastor Patrick Mundebele all the way from Piet Retief next to Swaziland. And we are going to meditate. And Miss Livia all the way from Ramatu, she will be joining us as well. We'll be meditating together, because the name of our show is Time to Meditate. In other words, this show is all about a mirror, where we look at ourselves. We check what we have done, what you have done good or right. That's the show all about, and it's gonna be awesome. And we will be reading our scripture in one of the chapters that is written, the book that is written by Apostle Paul. He was writing to another church. That's a scripture that we will be meditating with, and it's going to be awesome. Now, as we continue with our show, I just want to play the song called I'm going to play a song called Umuhle. So I don't know to our listeners who are in Jamaica, but you will just listen to the beat and sing this song, and we will continue. And let me just play the song.
Oh,
Yeah, so as I was saying that we are meditating, I was playing the song, say, God is good, Umute Jehovah, and the time is 6:35, I'm excited. I can see that Pastor Patrick Mundebele is listening, and I'm excited. I know that he's going to be joining us in our studio. We are meditating. I'm also happy that my wife is here with me, and my mother as well is here with me, and my friend here is here with me, and I'm excited. It's going to be an awesome, and we are going to meditate. Now, you can interact with us via our following channel on our website, which is www.radio.bythegraceof.org. And then when you click there, there is a chat where you can chat with us. We are online now, and we meditate. And you can also get us on the, you can WhatsApp us on 083-289-4658, or you can call our office line 073-269-2731, or those who are on Skype, you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, BTGM Radio on Skype, then we'll be able to communicate with you. Or you can send us an email on radio@bythegraceof.org, or on our our website, you can click on chat to the presenter, and then we'll be able to interact together, because it's time to meditate. We are meditating. In other words, it's time where we examine ourselves. Remember, when a person writes a test, you write a test, it's a time where they mark and they give you the results. Now, that is what is happening. I believe that from in the morning, the time that you wake up, if you woke up at 6 o'clock, you are writing a test. Now it's time to check that the test that you wrote, are you happy with? That is this show all about. Time to meditate. And we still continuing. So our verse that we are going to use is Philip chapter 4, verse number 1 until verse number 9. That is a scripture that we are going to meditate with. But before we do that, I just want to read this verse. Verse number 1, it says, "My dear friends, I love you so much. I do what the very best for you. You make me feel such joy, fill me with such pride. Don't waver, stay on track, steady in God." Now that is what Paul was saying to the church of Philip. Remember, Paul was a man who was traveling. So in verse number 1, he was just saying to everyone that, "My dear friends." Now, I want to use this way to everyone who is listening to us, that you are really our dear friends. And I love you so much as I present this show, and I will do whatever is best for this show. And stay on track until 9 o'clock. And then you will be with me, we'll be interacting. And I believe that my friend Pat here, and I will also be talking with him as well. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And maybe my wife also will join us as well as we meditate. And Macy will also be joining us. And Pastor Patrick Mundebele. Remember, I always say that he is in our studio in Piet Retief next to Swaziland. As I normally say, that for him to go to Swaziland, he can just walk, or he can just walk or run. Yeah, he doesn't need a car to go there. He's next to Swaziland, so I'm excited for that. Then he will be joining us, and the time is 6:29. I'm going to play this song that was composed, or the song that was recorded in a place called Ramatu. We had assignment there for soul winning, and this song was recorded there. To our Jamaican listeners there, enjoy this song, and they will dance a reggae. It's sort of like a reggae song, but it's a gospel, and then they will sing this song, and we will continue, and may God richly continue to bless you as you still tuning in and listening to this song. Everyone all over the world, America, wherever, in South Africa, wherever that you are listening, and know this way that you are our dear friends, and I personally, I love you so much, and I will do the best on this show, and stay on track until 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, you will get the Lord. Now let me just play this song and just enjoy it. Thank you. truly you can do that no man can do. Only you can do. Now that is a song all about, and as I said, is a reggae song that we are singing, and we were I was dancing the song as well in a Jamaican style, and it's very good. As I said, our scripture is in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse number 1 until verse number 9, and I have just quoted, or I have just read verse number 1 where Paul said, my dear friends. Now I just want to use this way to our listeners who are listening. I want to repeat this way. I'm saying to you, my dear friends, I love you so much. And he continues saying, I do what the very best for you. Now that's what his Paul is saying. Now I'm saying, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to do what is best for this show, as we are going to meditate together, as we look at the mirror. And I believe that as we woke up in the morning, some of us, we managed to wake up at 5, preparing ourselves to go to the funerals. Some did wake up at 6 o'clock, preparing themselves to go to the wedding. Some they woke up at 6:30, preparing themselves to go to work. Everybody managed to wake up. God gave everybody opportunity to be able to wake up, and I'm excited for that. I thank God for that, because He's the one who makes us to be able to wake up. He's the one who gives us strength, and I'm excited for that. The time is 6:39. We're still meditating in our show. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. As I mentioned, that I'm in our studio in Limpopo. We are broadcasting all the way from Hasohopo, in my hometown. I am with my wife, I'm with my mother, I'm with my grandmother, I'm with my friend here in the studio. It is awesome. And Pastor Patrick Mundabele is going to join us in Peter Thief, and Macy also, she will join us as we meditate together. And we are going to discuss this verse or the chapter together with them, because when Paul was writing to the church of Philip in Philippians, and there were things that he saw, because remember, Paul was a man who was guiding, correcting, rebuking, and motivating. That was Paul what he was doing. So, and I'm very excited. I'm going to take our first visitor in the studio. It is, I'm going to start with Pastor Patrick Mundabele. I'm going to put him on the line, and we will meditate together as we continue with our show. Now, let me read verse number 2 before I invite him to our show. Philippians 4, I'm going to read verse number 2. I urge Eugia and Sanch to iron out the difference and make up. God doesn't want his children holding grudges. Now, remember in verse number 1, Paul started by saying, My dear friends, I love you so much. I will do my very best for you. You make me feel such joy. Fill me with such pride. Don't waver, stay on track, steady in God. That is what Paul was saying. Now he was saying, my dear friend. Now in verse number 2 he's saying, I urge you, Lucia. In other words, he was urging them that they should iron out their differences and make up. Because God doesn't want his children holding grudges. That is what Paul was telling to them. Verse number 1, he told them that he loved them so much because they are his dear friends. And he will do whatever that he will do for them because they make him proud. And they must not shift. They must stay on track for God. Now in verse number 2, he's telling them that they must iron their differences. Now as we meditate now, we are going to iron our differences. If for instance you are not talking to one another, it's time that you iron your differences. If for instance that you fought with someone, you say to yourself, I'm not going to even talk to this person. I'm not going to even greet the person. I'm not going to even call the person. But tonight I'm saying to you, I'm urging you, iron your difference. That is verse number 2. We are ironing our, that is what Paul urged them. He said to them, iron your difference. Because God doesn't want his children to hold on grudges. I don't know what grudges do you have with your fellow brother, fellow sister, your co-worker, your colleague, your friends, I don't know. But in tonight's show, as we meditate, we are going to iron our differences. We are going to iron our grudges. In other words, God doesn't want us to have grudges. Now, let's just go to the shop and we will come back and continue. Muruti, I welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I am feeling welcome already. It's late, I see. And I greet the saints. I greet you. I greet everybody that might be listening all over the world. Time to Meditate. I feel very much welcome. Thank you so very much.
Okay. So Muruti, how was your day? How was your day today?
Today, it was a beautiful day. Nevertheless, we had to attend a funeral early in the morning. But it was quite a beautiful day. Besides that, it's not beautiful because one attended a funeral, but it was beautiful because everything that happens under the sun has been ordained by God.
Yes.
And we are still alive by the grace of God above all else.
Okay. So in short, Muruti, before we continue, like with our main verse tonight, or our main chapter. Now, what challenges did you encounter today at the funeral? What made you happy today at the funeral? What made you sad?
Look, we part of the family that lost the loved one.
Yes.
And sometimes people don't see eye to eye the family when it comes to the funeral processions.
Mm-hmm.
And at times the tempers can be so high. And these are some of the challenges which I believe we encountered today. Even though sometimes we have to hit the ignore button.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to hit the reconciliation button.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, it ended up being well. So that type of conflict within a family was one of the biggest challenges just before we were to take the person to the graveyard. But
yes.
Eventually we worked quite well and we were able to put some few differences behind us.
Okay. Yeah, so I also managed to attend one of the funerals. Now I was saying to my wife that the you know those old grannies when they sing. You know, they sing very soft. There was a song that they were singing there, you know, very soft, in a soft way. And you know, like singing it is soft. And you know when they sing those hymns, like maybe you know those hymns in this book called Mala Mala. Something called Mala Mala, you know, they sing there. You know, there was a song that I remember they used to sing one time, they said, you know, the way they were singing the song, they were singing as if like, you know, in a somehow, the way they were singing, then now in a, you know, soft, as if like they didn't want to sing it, but you see, they sing it and you can see that they really mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited, Muruti, to have you in our show. In our studio, and I'm excited for that.
Yes.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
And God is good.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
God is good. So I want us to look at the verse that we are, or the chapter that we just meditating with, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 1, as I said. We are going to look at different or many verses in the very same chapter. But now in verse number 1, I just said when Paul was telling them, he was very excited because he said to them, my dear friends, I love you so much. Now he said by telling them that the way he loved them so much, he said, I will even do whatever is best. Because in other words, when you love someone, you will do whatever that is best because you love someone. That is what Paul started by saying to the church of Philippi. Now, he said to them, my dear friends, he repeated it many times, so that these people, they should know that they are really his friends and they are important to his life. Now, he continues saying that, you make me feel much joy, that joy. So you make me feel that joy, and you make me to be filled with the pride, and don't waver. In other words, he said, don't shift to what you are, And he said to them, stay on track. That's what Paul started by saying to them. Now after that, he comes to number two. And number two is somehow becoming harsh now. You know, in verse number one, he said he was soft, you know, like edging them, that he's proud of them. But now when he comes to number two, now he's harsh. Now he's encouraging them and extra sugar, like he's correcting them, rebuking them. Now in verse number two, he's showing it. He said, I urge you.
Yeah.
Yutia and these two people, he said to them, you should iron your difference.
Yeah.
And make up. God doesn't want his children holding grudges. That's what Paul was saying in verse number two. In verse number one, he was just, you know, saying it in a good way, like, but now in verse number two, now he's telling them that they must not hold any grudges. So because I believe that our listeners there, some of them, they're not talking to each other as we speak now. They don't have eye to eye. You know, they used to have eye to eye, but now they no longer have that eye to eye. Now they no longer talk to each other. But now Paul is urging them that they should iron out their differences. That's why we are saying tonight to our listeners who are listening as we meditate, we should iron out our differences. Yeah, so now I don't know what can you say, Maruti, about the verse that I just touched on.
Maruti, I think you are touching a very deep matter that affects each and every single person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of individuality, because people are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think the same, and their opinions cannot be the same. And mm-hmm. as a result, sometimes the differences can cause conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conflict between a husband and the wife,
mm-hmm.
conflict between the employer and the employee.
Yes.
You know, conflict between the same members of the same organization. It happens everywhere. And sometimes that conflict may result to killing or breaking the relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be it corporate relationships, be it the brotherhood in the church,
mm-hmm.
be it neighbors, you know. There are people who don't talk to their neighbors because of the differences which are unironed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the things that I begin to understand as Paul is saying this is that we as the people, because we are not the same, we are bound to have differences. We are bound to have different opinions about the same matter, one way or the other.
Yes.
It is something normal to have differences or not to see eye to eye. But what is abnormal is when there is no resolution that is found.
Yeah.
You know, because that creates the cracks of families, of companies, of churches, the reason churches split, the reason people divorce, the reason a mother does not talk to the son,
mm-hmm.
and the son does not talk to the wife, and the wife does not talk to the sister, and all these type of things, it's because of the differences, it's because of the unironed matters within the family, within the church, within you know, the pastorhood, the eldership in the church, you know, the CEOs and the managers in the companies and things like that. So I think Paul is encouraging something which is very, very serious here when he says, you know, people must at all times be ready to iron their differences. You must iron your differences. I am reminded of a domestic worker that is ironing the clothes. They are already clean. But just because they are already clean, that means they are already, when I'm talking about the clothes that are already clean, I am talking about an individual that is already saved, that is already born again, that is already washed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, so utsanali departures, they are already clean.
Yeah.
But just because they are already clean, it does not mean they are straight. They are straight like that. Sometimes it can happen that after you have been born again, you come come across different types of hutsutsubana or differences.
Yeah.
You know, where you need to make an effort to draw from the power, to draw from electricity and use that particular instrument, which is called an iron,
yes,
to make sure that you straighten.
But you did. The thing is now, it's not easy to iron out the difference. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Like saying it is easy, but confronting a person, saying to a person, we need to iron out our differences, is not easy.
Let me tell you something. I totally agree with you. It's not easy. The Bible says, with men,
yeah,
it is not possible, but yes, with God, all things are possible. So in other words, conflicts in most cases begin to develop. In most of the time, they begin to develop when somebody takes a step away from the work, from the wagon of grace, away from the presence of the Lord. Once you are away from the presence of the Lord, sometimes the devil gets an opportunity to throw in the point of conflict in order to separate great friends, in order to separate great families, in order to separate great organizations or pastors, great churches, you know, or even, you know, great marriages, you know. So that particular situation, it needs one to come back fully into the presence of God, where God will be able to then give you ways and wisdom, words of wisdom,
yes,
in order for you to restore that particular person back to the right friendship.
So yeah, you see, that's what I'm saying. Now let's go to verse number 3, Mon. The very same on verse number 3, when Paul continues, because now in verse number 2, he was telling them that I urge you. In other words, he was not forcing. You know what I like about Paul? He's saying, I'm urging you. He was not forcing them. He's not forcing a person to do something. He's not forcing you that you must do this. He's urging you. Sometimes he was requesting them. Like, you know, somebody requests you to iron your differences. He's not saying, I say, you know, he's saying, I urge you. I plead with you. I beg you. Because that person, he's requesting you. No, he's requesting. He was requesting them. Requesting. Maybe even, you know, like he bowed one knee down, maybe, because to show that he's begging. You know, when you beg in such a way that a person will see that really you are begging. So he said, I'm begging you, I urge you, I bewish you. Now that was your saying. I plead with you that you should iron your differences. And because he realized, because the reason why he didn't want to say, I want you to do it, because at the beginning he said to them, I love you. And because when you love someone, you need to be, like, you know, you're going to be able to be careful when you do things. Because you don't want that person to, that person to lose your love that you have. You don't want that person. I think that is what Paul was saying. But I want us to before we go to verse number 3, I want us to go to, we play this song from the album. I may not know the album well, but I will play it, then after that we will continue.
Yeah.
Rudy, we are still meditating. To our listeners, we still continue meditating. The time is 7:05, 5 past 7. We're still meditating. You are with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am broadcasting all the way in Hasokopo village, and I'm very excited to broadcast in when I'm in Hasokopo village. And Pastor Patrick Mundebele is in Peter Active. I think it's 800 kilometers where he is. Now just imagine, like, communicating. Yeah, now we thank God for that. We're meditating together. We are ironing our differences. Because Paul is saying you should iron your differences. We are excited. Our listeners, I see that you're still coming, still tuning in. We welcome you. We welcome you to our station, by the Grace Radio station, that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. And we thank God for that. We continue to meditate. Our scripture that we read is Philippians chapter 4. We read from verse 1, 2. Now we are jumping to verse number 3. And if you want to interact with us, can find us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can WhatsApp us on 0328946585, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. That's our Skype number, and then we'll be able to communicate with you. Or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website and chat to us there. We are live. We'll be able to talk with you. Now we are still meditating. I'm with Pastor Patrick, and I'm excited. We continue. Now, Murud, let me continue with verse number 3.
Yes.
And oh yes, Saika, since you are right there to help them work things out, do your best with them. These women worked for the message hand in hand with Clemens and me, and with the other veterans, worked as hard as any of us. Remember, their names are also in the book of life. That is verse number 3. Now, Paul is saying to my true friends, now he's saying to them, he's saying this person, since you are right there to help them to work their differences. In the other way, for a person to work their differences, you need someone. You can't work your difference alone.
Yes.
Now that is what Paul is saying here. That since you are there with them, help them to work their difference out. That's what he's saying. In other words, for a person to see through, or for a person to see life the way it is, you need someone. Yeah, you need someone. That is what is what Paul is saying. Yeah. So I don't know, Muruti, what do you say, like, about this? What Paul is saying.
You know, I am picturing two people which enter the boxing ring.
Yes.
You know, and in the boxing ring, for that particular play or that particular sport,
mm-hmm.
for it to be successful and to be resolute, there must be a third person in the ring.
Yes.
And that third person is the one that makes sure that he levels the playing ground.
Yes.
You know, whenever Chiefs is Pirates Libabala, Chiefs is one part and Pirates is one part, but there must be three different parties for the level ground to be there.
Yes.
There must be a referee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, our referee, when we have differences, is the Word of God.
Yes.
The Word of God is our referee. When we don't know what to do anymore, I'm speaking to that wife that must be listening right now, that is no longer living at home because of the differences with the husband. I'm speaking to that daughter that ran away because of the differences with the father. I'm speaking to that business partner that wants to pull out. You know, I'm speaking to that teacher that wants to drop out of school because of the differences that they have with another teacher in school. You know, that we must, first of all, we must allow God, who is our referee. You know, he's not just our referee, but he's also our advocate.
Yes.
To intervene, we must ask him to intervene, just as Paul is asking this fellow man or this fellow woman. He calls, he says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow. I just like it. I got it in my language, or rather in Zulu.
Yeah, in Zulu.
It says, verse 3, yebo, ngiyakunxusa nawe mana wami Qotho.
Yeah.
Yelekelela labo besifazana. Lokhu kubambisana nami evangelini. Lokhu babambisana nami evangelini kanye noClement nezinye izisebenzi zami. Abamagama azo asencwadini yokuphila. So I like this word here, hore. Number one, ukupa motiona. Motiona is the person that is noble, umuntu Qotho, a noble person. A noble person must intervene. Number two, that person, uthi Paul, yekelela labo besifazane. Badinga ukulekelelwa, you know, kule mpaba abhekene nayo, because the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood. But in the Moya is the principalities that always come to, that always try to come between us in order to separate us. And when that happens, we need, number one, the Word of God. Number two, we need a noble person who will not take sides. A noble person who will listen to both parties and find a resolution that is based on the Word of God. A person whom they will be willing to listen to. A person that can give guidance, that can give advice, that can give advice that is based on the Word of God. You know, so this is what Paul is saying here, that you can't just walk away ubona abantu bababidika kerekeni basabuyisani babalwana kapa basaboni kalisho lelithi. You can't just walk away and say, I'm not my brother's keeper. You can't just walk away and say, asitaba yake kitaba tsa bona na kikeni taba tsa batho. But the Bible tells you that if you see this happening, it means you have a solution that has been embedded with the Word of God.
Okay.
So it is good to help when people are locking horns or they don't see eye to eye based on the particular matter. You must be there as a helping hand, not as a hurting hand. Amen.
I hear you, Murugi. Because you know, like, that's why he said, I request my special friend. Those who have served with me faithfully. In other words, you could, I mean, if for me to iron out my different, I need somebody who is faithful. Like somebody who is faithful to help me to iron my difference. Because that's what Paul here is saying, that like somebody who is faithful who will help you to iron out the difference. Because I worked, in other words, Paul is saying, I worked with this woman, and I know that he will be able to help you to work differences. But that's what I'm saying. It's not easy, because you need somebody who will help. For example, if I have a difference with you, we're not agreeing on something, and every time we fight, now I'm going to need a middle person to help me. Because now if I come alone to speak with you, Now remember, we have differences. Like we're not agreeing in one thing. Obviously, we're gonna fight.
Yes.
We're gonna fight. So I need somebody who will be able to understand. Who will cool us down.
Yeah, and I just want to add this word. You know, just because we don't see eye to eye, it does not mean we don't love each other.
Yeah.
We can love each other very dearly between myself and my wife.
Yes.
You know, or between myself and my son, or between myself and my colleague.
Yes.
Or, you know, or the subordinate, or whosoever the person may be, basically.
Yes.
You know, just because we don't see eye to eye, we don't carry the same opinion or the same viewpoint, it does not mean we enemies. It doesn't really mean that we hate each other.
Yes.
You know, it just means we do not agree on the same thing.
Yes.
You know, and when that happens, number one, obviously, we spoke about the fact that you need the word to intervene and tell you what to do. Number two, we spoke about the fact that you need a noble person to contact. Number three, it's very important that you also sit in the chair of introspection.
Yes.
In other words, when I only know Sifela, what is she must believe?
Yeah.
And ask yourself, did I do right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do wrong? Did I speak right? Did I speak arrogantly? Because sometimes it's not what you say that begins trouble or that begins different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the attitude
yes.
that you use to say what you say.
Yes.
In most cases, people are not offended by what you are saying. They are offended about how you are saying what you are saying.
Yeah.
If you say it Godzilla Yausin Sompi, if you say it Godzilla Ebonahalangariantella, then one gets agitated and one gets irritated.
Mm.
You know. So I think as part of introspection, I'm so glad because the show is called Time to Meditate.
Yes.
Because when you meditate, you reflect on the words that you have spoken.
Yes.
Remember, the Bible says we shall give account on every word that we said out there. We shall give account,
yes.
And each word will be put in an examination table.
Yes.
You know, so it's very important, therefore, that number three, we speak about introspection, that a person alone must be able to find out. To introspect. And if you find Hore, you did not do right, you must have enough bravery and courage to come back to that person and say, what is true?
Yeah.
I've reflected. I took time and I meditated.
Yeah.
And so, I realized during one is where Gabua had
to be. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, one is.
So in other words, what to add on what you see, man. Like as we're saying that this show is about meditation.
Yes.
Like as we're saying or as we always say or from in the morning, the only time that a person can meditate is during the night. I mean obviously during the day you can't meditate.
You're busy because
you're going up and down, and so during the night when you are alone, or maybe that's where you start meditating, you start thinking. Like you come to your senses because it reminded me of this man in the book of Luke. The Bible said he said to his father, "Give me what belongs to me. Then I want to go." And then the father gave him what belongs to him. He went. Now the Bible just said that he finished everything that he had. Now he finished food, he finished whatever. After that, the Bible says when he came to his senses. In other words, when he meditated. Now you meditate, you come to your senses. I mean, you first meditate. After you meditate, you come to your senses. Then he said, when he came to his senses, he realized that I must go back to my father. Yeah. In other words, like a person need to meditate before you come to your senses. Because there are things that I believe that we have done. Now we have done things not knowing that is wrong.
Yeah.
Now maybe I spoke wrong, not knowing that I'm speaking wrong. But when I meditate, in other words, when I sit down, trying to recall what has happened during the day, That's where I start seeing the reality. Yeah. And sometimes this thing it only happen when you are alone. It can happen when I'm with people. Because it wants you when you are alone. See, that's where you start facing the reality. That no, you know, I was not supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do it in this way. So that is what we're saying, that the reason for this show, the reason why we try to say that when Paul said you should hide your differences, in other words, you wanted them that tomorrow they can be a better person. Because you can't be a better person if you don't meditate. You can't be a better person if you don't correct your mistake. You can't be a better person if you don't say, okay, I did good, but I'm going to do better than. Yeah. So in other words, the reason for the meditating, we meditate so that we can, tomorrow when it comes, is a new day.
Yeah.
Remember, Murupi, you remind me before you say something, you remind me of your show that say, joy comes in the morning. So in other words, when we meditate, when we finish meditating, when a person does start the morning, he start the morning with joy because you meditated before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can continue. Yeah. You can continue.
I just wanted to add, because you are saying you are actually downloading some very great things there.
Yeah.
You know, that as you reflect, especially after the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You are like that person that was writing a script. Every word you say, you were like, because your mouth is like a pen,
mm-hmm.
and that which you say is like that which you write on a clean page.
Mm-hmm.
And now you take that page after the whole day,
yeah.
and you look at it,
mm.
and you take a pen and you mark for yourself.
Mm.
You examine. If your attitude was right, you examine.
Mm.
If you were angry at the wrong people, you examine if you acted correctly.
Mm.
You examine if people acted correctly towards you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And here is something that I find very interesting about that, is that sometimes as you reflect and you realize that some people offended you,
mm-hmm.
you must be able, if you have God in the inside of you, you must be able to forgive them before they ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So that your heart will not carry the burden of bitterness.
Yeah.
So that your heart will not be heavy, so that your heart will not carry grudges.
Yeah.
You clean out your heart, you don't sleep. With that. That is why the Bible says, don't even go to sleep angry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep. You have a right to be angry because people can make you angry.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, some people are short-tempered.
Mm.
And sometimes you can be angry because of different things that might be happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, don't go to bed with an angry heart.
Yeah.
Because when you go to bed with an angry heart, you incubate that anger and it gives birth to bitterness.
Mm.
And that bitterness will give birth to depression.
Yeah.
And that depression will also give birth to, amongst other things, one of the children of the offsprings of that is hatred.
Yeah.
And the Bible says a person who hates his brother or his sister is like a murderer at heart. That's what the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 says.
Yes.
You know, so it's very important then to, after the whole day, after the whole week, after the whole month or after the whole year, you just take some time and you switch off your cell phone if you worry the notifications are going to come in. You switch off your TV, you switch off your radio, you go to your room, you close the door, you pray before God and say thank you for the day, and you begin to just praise Him and worship Him. And after that, you just give yourself some quiet time.
Some
quiet time where you just introspect yourself. Am I good to the people?
Mm.
Am I a life-giving spirit or am I a frustration-giving spirit?
Yeah.
Am I a frustration to the people or am I a helping hand? Am I a refreshment to the people or the frustration?
Mm.
You know, who am I basically? Am I being used by God or not?
Yeah. And as you reflect, there are some things you will get that you did which are so good, and you will celebrate those small victories. Mm. You know,
yeah.
Because I held the grudge for so long, and I you know, today I was able to call my husband for the first time and say, Mwaneso, I know we had differences and it does not matter who was wrong and who was right. I want to come back home. I love you, you're my husband, you're my wife, and we are united by God. I'm coming back home. I'm not going to allow the enemy to come in between us.
Mm.
Now that takes the bravery from the Holy Spirit.
Mm. I hear you, Murid. I hear you. So let's just go to the shops in Muruti. We come back. We'll continue when we come back. Time is 7:32. We still meditating. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor KK Mandevele. Now, remember, I said I am in. Rasakopo. That's where I am today, broadcasting there, and I'm excited. And Pastor Patrick is in Peter Tief, next to Swaziland. I think for him to go to Swaziland, he can even walk. He doesn't need a car to go there. Or he can even run to go there. Yeah, he can run. Yeah, he can do marathon and run to there. So we are, I think, for me and him, the different, the way I am to where he is 800 kilometers. But we thank God because we're meditating. We're still talking or discussing about Philippians chapter 4,
yes.
Verse number 1 until number 9. I think we were in verse number 3. Then we will jump to verse number 4. But I wanted us, Muru, to include Messi on the line. If it's possible, let me go and find him find her, wherever she is. And let's see what will she say to us. And we will hear. Let me just get Let me just get it now. 1, 2, 3. Where is Messi? Okay, I think let me just do this. Before we go there, let me just play this song. Okay. Then I will go and fetch her. I'm fetching her with this song. Don't kill me, Muruti, but I'm fetching you with this song. Don't kill me. Messi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Muruti, I managed to get it. Now, we were playing this song. Let me just play it, but we'll sort it later. Let me play it. Messi, can you tell us about this song? What do you remember about this song? Can you tell us about that song? As we welcome you to our meditation show. So the time is 7:39. We're still meditating. I welcome you to our show, Messi. But now, tell us about that song. Before we continue, tell us.
Thank you for welcoming me. I don't even remember this. I can't hear the vocals. What's going on?
Huh?
I don't know what's going on. I can't hear the vocals.
How? Yeah. Okay. Let's play another one. Okay, let's play. Maybe you can get something. So it's a part of, yeah, we welcome you, so let's play. Okay, yeah, let me welcome our friends in Jamaica. Muruga, I'm excited to welcome our friends in Jamaica. They have just joined us now. We welcome them and we love them. We appreciate their tuning. Yeah, as I was saying to Macy, tell us, what do you remember about this song before we can continue? Where were we? What was happening?
Okay, this was a dedication crusade. And then remember the man was on lead.
Oh.
Lele Mama Atimo.
Okay. Alright.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that day, for praise and worship, I was feeling thrilled. I will never forget that day. Okay, everyone was in one in time, eh?
Oh. No. Okay, because people were speaking in tongues, and then what did you do?
I was praying, but it got to a point where like I was feeling left out, so kind of shall I point seven. And I was like, okay, bye.
So now in terms of what you were saying about tongues, because you're saying people were speaking in tongues, so you were left out. Kuri, were the left out. What can we say? Left out. So how was the experience, you know, being left out?
It was so bad. I was jealous.
Okay.
I was very jealous. I was like, God, why can't you give me this? I mean, the whole worship team was in time. It was busy. People were busy. Like, I chose to sit on each other's feet. I think it was bad.
Okay.
Oh my God, that okay. It was nice anyway, but I felt really left, but I can't lie.
Okay. So I welcome you. Okay, fine. Emrut, we still continuing. So with Macy as well on she just joined us now. Now, to our listeners, let me say to them, our station is by the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for the soul. Now, you can interact with us on the following numbers, 073-269-2731. That is our studio number that you can call us. Or you can WhatsApp us, 083-289-4658. You can WhatsApp there, or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then you select contact, or when you are at home, you can see the chat button. You can chat with the presenter there, or you can go to Skype. You click BTGM Radio, and then you can call us with the Skype, or you can send us message in Skype, and we will interact. So as we were saying, that the name of our show is Meditate. We are meditating. So may see as I welcome you. The scripture that we read on Philippians chapter 4. Verse number 1, we were in verse, we were in verse number 4, ne?
Yeah. We read verse number 1, number 2, number 3.
Now, we are going to read verse number 4.
Yes.
Colossians 4, verse number 1 until 8, 9. But we read verse, now we are in verse number 4. Now, I'm going to read verse number 4. Now, after reading verse number 4, then I want you, Macy, to tell me, what do you understand about this verse number 4? And then...
Okay,
Philippians chapter 4, verse number 1, until verse number 9. Now,
okay. We
read verse number 1, 2, 3, now we read verse number 4.
Okay.
Now, verse number 4 is saying... Now, remember Muruti on verse number 3?
Yes.
Paul was telling them, how should they iron their differences? Because I see that you just 20 minutes ago or 50 minutes ago, you posted another picture with somebody ironing. Now, that person was was ironing his differences. that person was ironing his differences. So I think he had his differences with the trouser. Now he's ironing the differences on the trouser. So the trouser. The trouser and him, so there was a difference between the two.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to iron the difference before he can wear the trouser.
Yeah.
Before a person can do something, he must first clear or deal with the differences.
Yeah.
Now, okay, verse number 4 is saying. Okay, let me read with the message first, then we will read it with international, with English. Revived vision. With the message say, celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, reveal in Him. That's what Paul is saying in verse number 4. Now, in the message, I don't know, Muruti, with yours, what does it say? Macy, I don't know with yours, what does it say? But in the message is saying, celebrate God all day. I mean, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Macy, with yours. Okay. Now, you see, now he's saying that we should be rejoicing the Lord every day. And he said, every day, every day. So, but remember, in verse number 1, he was telling them that, my dear friends. In verse number 2, he said to them, I know differences. In verse number 3, he's saying, these people will help you to iron your differences. Now, in verse number 4, he's saying, celebrate God all day. You're going to be happy in the Lord all day. See? Like in verse number 4, he's saying, be happy in the Lord all day, every day. But now, it's not easy to be happy in the Lord if you are not ironing your differences. You see, the picture that Murudi posted there, that person, he can't go to the interview if he is not ironing the trouser, because the trouser is the difference. So in other words, he is making a line on the trouser. They called him Mutsetse in other words. I don't know what they called him Mutsetse, like to make it a line so that the trouser can be lookable when he is wearing the trouser. So he's making the difference to the trouser. He's removing the difference to the trouser.
Yeah.
So in meaning a person should remove a difference. Now, after you remove the difference, you'll be able to rejoice in the Lord. In other words, you can't rejoice in the Lord with a heavy burden. So how can a person be, how can you be happy if you have heavy burden? Just imagine, Maruti, they give you a heavy load, they want you to carry. Then you can't smile having a heavy burden, heavy load. A person must remove the heavy load before.
Yeah.
Before you can be happy, you must remove the heavy load. So Macy, how do you understand this, man? No, you think it's easy that way. Let's be fair. It's not easy.
Yeah, speaking from experience, it is not easy. It is not at all.
Because, for example, your friends are driving a car. Then now you don't have a car. Then you want a car. Will you be satisfied that you don't have a car? Remember you mentioned that a person must be satisfied, like with what you have.
Yeah.
Now, somebody that you let's say maybe that you studied with,
yeah.
And then now okay, you completed same time same year.
Yeah.
Then the person got a job before you,
yeah.
And then worked for 3 years,
yeah.
And you're still not working. You're working, but you're not working the like. What he is working at, and then he buy a car, or she or he buy a car, and then now, there's no other way that you're gonna be happy, because number one, you studied with the person, number two, the person bought a car, so you see, it's not easy.
Yeah, it is not easy.
So Muruti, what is your intake?
I'm just enjoying listening to Mercy, outpouring the great lessons that we can learn. I can be happy that I'm working, and then I can be excited that I've just been promoted today. heart. Joy is the complexion of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so joy is a personal decision. Nobody owes you joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, joy is the attitude of the heart where I decide to be joyous because I have the hope of God, which is the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I rejoice in the Lord always, regardless of the situation I'm going through, regardless of the types of difficulties or the differences that we have. But I don't focus on the differences. In other words, and then I imagine mobilung ya high.
Okay.
So I rejoice in the Lord. I put behind that which must be put behind. I let bygones be bygones.
Mm.
I don't dwell on the things of the past. Yes, I was offended. Yes, I was troubled about this and that, and we did not see eye to eye. But I don't hold that in my heart.
Mm.
I don't keep a grudge. Therefore, I don't get bitter about that situation. But what I do, I keep my eye on the cross, and I keep my eye. I press towards the mark of the high calling. That's what I do. I rejoice in the Lord, and I look up to Him, who is the author and the finisher of my life. So I rejoice in the Lord, knowing that my hope is in the Lord and my help is in the Lord. And again, I will rejoice regardless of what comes my way, because it does not matter what comes my way. What matters is who is in the inside of me.
Okay.
You know, so when the Bible says rejoice in the Lord always, I say again, rejoice. It means don't embitter yourself.
Okay.
Don't fill your heart with junk. Don't fill your heart with unforgiveness. Don't fill your heart with bitterness. Don't fill your heart with resentment. But free yourself and rejoice in the Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Yeah, okay. So how can the joy of the Lord be my strength? Let's just say to our listeners who are listening, somebody, he doesn't understand. Okay, we're saying, let the joy of the Lord be. I mean, he doesn't understand. Actually, what are you guys talking about? I hear you're talking about the joy of God be my strength. So, I mean, how is that going to make? I mean, he doesn't understand. Yeah. So how can we help that person? So I think let's go to a break. Let's go and sell something. Maybe Missy want to sell the bananas, or I don't know, or maybe the avocados, or the vegetables. And but we're going with this song. I love this song. This song was recorded live at our march. Now it's a reggae style. Eh? We sing it reggae, and we're gonna sing it reggae style. And so reggae style, then when we come back we'll continue. We still let the show called Time to Meditate with me, myself, and I. As I said, I'm in Asahopo. That's where I broadcast from. I just read something that Pastor Pat just wrote there, that the KFC truck will pass. So I'm just waiting for the truck. I'm just waiting for the truck. I want to see it when it passes yet. So that's why I'm meditating. I'm broadcasting here so that I can see it. But let's just go to the shops and then we'll come back. The time is 8 o'clock. We are almost there to sign off, but we're still meditating. But I'm excited as we continue meditating. Almost there to sign off, but we meditate. So let's sing this song. We dance together. We will come back and continue.
Thank you.
I think maybe Messi raised the hands up singing the Jamaican song. as we do the reggae style. Murudi, you know, it reminded me when we were there in Amatri. I remember when Messi was dancing, doing that, you know, that reggae style. Yeah, kapura pura, yeah, wearing a pura pura. Yeah, so yeah, so yeah, so we are still meditating. The time is 5 past 8 South African time. We are excited to continue with our show. You are with me, myself, and I. John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor Patrick. As I said, I am broadcasting all the way from Rasuhopo. I am with Messi. Messi, she is in the Hamatu Lewedu site. And Pastor Patrick is in Bitterief next to Swaziland. Now, for Pastor Pet to walk or to go to Swaziland, he doesn't need a bicycle, he only need a wheelbarrow. So he only need a wheelbarrow to go there, and then yeah. So we only need a wheelbarrow. Go there, yeah. So we are excited. I thought the KFC truck will pass. So unfortunately, the KFC truck.
I just want to know if I'll be inside the wheelbarrow.
So yeah, but one or the other, I'm not sure between the wheelbarrow. but as I'm saying that, you go to Swaziland, you don't need a bicycle, you don't need a car, you just need a wheelbarrow. Yeah, either maybe you push the wheelbarrow, I don't know. You can push the wheelbarrow, and then, yeah. We, to our listeners, we're still meditating. Our scripture that we read is Philippians 4, verse number 1. So we are going to read until verse number 9, but we're just in verse number 4 when Paul was saying we should rejoice in the Lord every day and every day and every day. And you can interact with us via our website page www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can chat to us there on the link. When you log into our website, you will see on the right hand side at the bottom there's a chat now, chat button there. You can chat with us, chat with me, myself, and I, and you can interact with us, ask whatever question that you want to ask, or you can call us 03-289-4658, WhatsApp us there, 073-269-2731. We're still in meditation. We are in a station by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for the soul. Now, Muruti, we're still continuing. Now we're going to read verse number 5. Verse number 5 is saying, show a gentle attitude towards everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Now, many people, they say, but you guys have been saying that the Lord is coming very soon. When is he coming? When is he coming? Somebody will even tell you that our grandmother, they've been told that he's coming. When is he coming? Now. Here we are reading. Paul is saying, show a gentle attitude towards everyone. So I want us to discuss this gentle attitude. What is it? You know, there are those people who are, how can I say, who are pulling muscles like Mesiso. Pulling. Yeah. Now.
Oh my God.
So now. Like, like I want to understand that when he's saying that which is gentle. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I just want to pass by, as you rightfully read the verse, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Yes.
I'm going to start towards the end and then come to the beginning.
Yes.
The Lord is at hand. It means the Lord is present. The Lord is watching. The Lord is watching you. And then I'm coming to the beginning now of verse 5. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. And I'm just going to read also with my with the Zulu. It says, ubekezela kwenu akwaziwe ngabantu bonke inkosi iseduze.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's very important here that we as brethren, we always carry the right type of attitude. And the right type of attitude, usually the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what we speak with our mouth is that which shows what type of an attitude is there in the heart. You know, as I said just some few minutes ago, that people are not offended by the words you say, but the attitude in which you deliver the words with. You know, so when we moderate our attitude in such a way that whatsoever I say, I must moderate it first. I must look at it. I must examine it. I must test it. How is it going to land? Will it hurt the next person that I'm talking to? Or will it help that person? Will it irritate that person? Or will it freshen that person? So it's very important. You know, we live in the world, in the society where una ni batho ba reng ah hape nna ke no bua pa na ke kwa fela na ke you to bua fela ke kota botika mo ligamo and you some people like that, they use their words as swords. They use their words as guns. They use their words to, you know, to hurt people, to kill, to crush people, you know. So what Paul is saying here, when he says, let your moderation be known unto all men, and he says, the Lord is watching, he's basically saying, you know what, let your attitude be pleasing, be presentable, be moderate, let your attitude be helpful, not hurtful, you know. Salwa, sometimes when a person speaks to you, Godzilla, hey, we shimazang, and then for days, and every time how mourn your attitude towards that person is no longer the same.
Yeah.
Because of the word that has been spoken. So it's very important that we understand the power of our words, the power of the mouth. You know, that at all times our mouth must be circumcised, our tongue must be circumcised. We don't just speak, but we examine the words we speak. You know, life at all times. We speak words that encourage people. Even when we rebuke people or we correct people, but we must make sure that our words are always seasoned with gentleness and they are seasoned with love.
I hear you, Lord. I hear you. Mercy, what do you say, Wena? To look into this on the very same verse, he's saying, agree, saying, let everyone see that you are gentle and kind. Now, there are people who are misinterpreting the word kind, and I mean, there are lots of people even our fellow Christians who are misusing the word kind, and they end up being using this word in a wrong way, and wherever that even this word is not needed, our fellow brethren, they end up being using that word to get whatever they want. Now, let me put in this way. We've got our brethren and sisters. Let's say maybe this gentleman, or this brother, he is interested to a lady. Now, the brother gonna use the word kind. He's gonna use the kind way, like sort of like, you know, must say a kind way. As I'm saying, many people, they don't understand the word kind. Like when Paul is saying, let everyone see that you are gentle and kind. Because it end up being, the devil is using this word to rob many people. Like people, they get things because of the word kind. Like for example, let me just give an example why I'm saying this. Remember, there is a scripture that is saying, ask and it shall be given. Now, the people, they can come to you and said they ask something. When you don't give them, they said, the Bible says, ask, it shall be given. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying people, they end up being using things in a wrong way. Because they will say to you, okay, I ask for your food. You said, no, I can't give you food. They said, no, but the Bible says, ask, it shall be given. That's what I'm saying. Now, this way of let everyone see that you are gentle and kind. People, they don't understand. They somehow, our fellow brothers and sisters, they somehow misuse this word. They don't understand what actually Paul was trying to say. That's why then this verse 4:5 is saying, let everyone see that you are gentle and kind. The Lord is coming soon. To our listener, everyone who's listening, everyone who's going to listen to this podcast, I want to say to them, God is coming very soon. It's not a joke. It may look like it's a joke, because people, they will say, he said this. I mean, our grand-grandfathers and grand-grand-grand-grand-grand of our fathers, it's being said long time ago. Because now, I think those who know, they said this is 2,000 years ago. Like, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was on earth, and then he left. He said those things 2,000 years ago, but when is he coming? But the point is, he's coming. We don't know the time. The Bible says in the angel, they don't know the time. But what they know is, he's coming. And that's why he said, because he's coming very soon, be gentle and kind. Because when he comes, he should find you that you are gentle. When he comes, he should find you that you are kind, you are kindness. Because if you are kindness, you don't tolerate anything that is wrong. If you have kindness, you're not going to tolerate everything that is wrong. As Murudi have mentioned, that if you have a gentle heart, you're going to wash out whatever you say. You can't just going to say everything because I speak randomly. Because for instance, I just want to say something that on Sunday, somebody said God told him that he must speak randomly. I mean, randomly, you know what is randomly? Randomly is you speak with without choice. Yeah. And now, this person was in the pulpit, preaching. They said he must preach, but he started saying, I am going to speak randomly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, randomly, you know, randomly. So that's what I'm saying. When you have gentleness and kind, you can't speak randomly. Because randomly, if you speak randomly, you're going to end up being speaking things which are out of line. Not thinking. That's why the scripture say, before you talk, you must think before. Like, before I say something, I must first think. How is that thing going to be when the person hears it? That's what Paul was trying to say, that we should be gentle and kind because God is coming very soon. He was emphasizing it. That, okay, when you clean, when you sort out your differences, when you sort out your differences, somebody will help you to sort out your differences. After you sort out your differences, you make sure that you are happy every day. You rejoice in God every day. After rejoicing in the Lord, and then you should make sure that you have gentle and kind. Everybody should know that you are gentle and kind, because God himself is gentle and kind. Yeah. So now we're going to go to verse number 6. Now the time is 8:20. We're still meditating. You're still with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I'm in Asahopo, broadcasting all the way from Asahopo. Very excited. A beautiful Saturday, the 28th of July. 2018. I wanted to say February, but now, you know, 28 February. It's our anniversary. So I don't know why. Yeah. But no. It reminds me. See, I wanted to say 28 July 2018, and then the time is 8:20 as we continue meditating. I am with Pastor Patrick Mundevele all the way from Petritif, in one of our studio in Petritif, and I am with Mercy. She's in Hamadri. The place called next to Hamjaji. They said that is where Queen Rain something stay there, the one who's making rain to rain. But I don't know how true is it. Mercy knows, she's staying there, she can tell us. But yeah.
<That's so sad>.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what they say. So I don't know how true is it, but yeah. Now we are continuing meditating. I want us to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue with our show, Time to Meditate. And I believe that God will help us. I want to play this song. I want to play this song by Ada. Playing this song by Ada as we meditate together.
Oh,
have heard the cars trying to knock this person, and then somebody stopped the cars on this song. You didn't, I don't know. Have you heard those cars trying to then somebody stopped the cars? Yeah, it can only be God. When people want to kill you, God is the one who will, who's gonna. If God say yes, nobody can say no. I mean, if God opened the way, nobody can close. It doesn't matter what people will say, but when God open, nobody will close. But when God close, nobody will open. That's how it is. When God open the way, nobody will close the way. Yeah, so we are excited. We're still continuing to our listener. We are busy meditating. Today is Saturday, 28th of July, 2018. We are together in by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are meditating. And we are very excited. You can interact with us on 083-289-4658 on WhatsApp, there's a number. Or you can call us 083-073-269-2731, or you can send an email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can call us on Skype, BTGM Radio. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. On that website that you are in, that you have tuned yet, that you have clicked listen live, on the right hand side there is a chat button there. You can chat to us and we interact with you as we meditate. We look at the mirror. Now, Muruti, we are continuing. We were in verse number 5. Now we are going to read verse number 6. It says, "Don't worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks for what you have." That's Paul is continuing telling them. Now remember in verse number 1, he started by telling them that, "My dear friend, I love you very much." Now, in verse number 2, he went down, he told them, "You should iron your differences." Now, in verse number 3, he told them that there's going to be somebody, he told the people that you must help those people to iron their differences. Now, in verse number 4, he's saying you must always be joyful. You must always have a joyful in the Lord. Now, when we come to verse number 5, he's saying you must be gentle and kind. Now, in verse number 6 now, he's saying, "Don't worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks for what you have." Now, Macy, what do you say?
This verse, it goes back to verse number 4, the shall go together. Then I'm going to start with depending. Teaches us about depending not on our understanding, but depending on God. And then it teaches us that, okay, we go to, let's take a labelella, that's the almost a sermon, that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't like worry about anything. We should just know, because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. We will not go to bed really hungry.
Okay.
In that way. And then, in everything, ask God, And then it teaches us about when we do things, we must first tell God, we must ask Him to help us. And then, before we can even see those things, we must say, "God, we thank you because we have done this and this."
Okay.
That is,
Just hang it there, Missy. Just hang it there before you continue. I want to welcome our listener in USA. This listener just joined us now. We welcome you to our radio. So we're still interacting, meditating. I'm with Missy and Pastor Patrick. So Macy, you can continue. Okay, so Murudi, what I mean, you see, it's saying don't worry about anything but pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks for what you have.
Yeah. I just want to agree with Sissy Macy that indeed, the Bible is teaching us that we should not be worrisome people. You know, I like it with the New Living Translation. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has. You know, sometimes we get to have a tendency of just telling people about what we go through, and sometimes we just whine and whine about what we go through, and we worry so much to the point where, you know how many people have evoked different types of illnesses and diseases just because of worry, you know? How many people are lying in hospital? How many people have ended up, in rehab centers because they have started taking drugs? How many people committed suicide just because they worry so much? And the Bible is teaching us tonight that we should not worry about anything, but instead we must pray about everything. We must tell the one who knows, making sure that we put our trust on Him or in Him. The Bible says, tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. That is also a very significant thing that we need to do as the people, to show gratitude, to be thankful of what the Lord has already done. Because I always say this, that we are not where we want to be, but thank God that we are not where we used to be. So it's very important that in the very small victories we are able to give Him the praise. You know, it may be a victory that seems insignificant to the next person. You know, if you used to push your car for it to start before you could drive it, and now you have bought a new starter and it doesn't need a push anymore, you know, the ignition is alright and you just start the car and you go. That small victory in that same old car, you can still give God the glory for that, because there's something so amazing about giving thanks, you know. You know how difficult it is to deal with an ungrateful person. The more you help that person, and that person does not appreciate your help, does not appreciate what you do, and the extent you go for you to help that person, you know, an unthankful, ungrateful person is a very difficult person, because that heart is not a good heart, you know. But a good heart is the heart that is able to say thank you, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you that all these years you were able to love me just as I am. I have my own faults, I have my own weaknesses, but thank you. You know, thank you, my kid, that you tolerate me. Sometimes I'm intolerable, but you still respect me. Thank you for that. You know, thank you, my sons and my daughters, that you stand by me. You know, and to be able to say thank you, my mother, my father, thank you, my manager. You know, sometimes there are better people that you could have hired, more qualified people, more experienced people that you could have hired, but you hired me with my faults. You know, sometimes I arrive late at work, but, you know, thank you that you're able to tolerate me. You know, to just give God praise through thankfulness, through gratitude. You know, sometimes little things such as just thanking your wife as he gives you, or as she gives you food, you know, as she puts the food on the table and you say, thank you, honey, oh, it tastes so great, thank you so very much. You know, little things like that, they teach us about the heart of gratitude and
the more thankful we are, you know, I always tell Moruti Mamabolo, I say to him, you know, the son that I have, every time when he comes back to me, I bought him something and he says, thank you, Daddy. I just wish I could go right there and go buy something else. Just to hear him say you thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, man.
Very amazing about that. The Bible says, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known. And to God, basically, he says, pray, be a prayerful person. Don't just be talkative people, a person to other people, but be able to talk to God. To pour your heart to God. You know, there's two types of prayer. There's a prayer that you pray in the church where there are many other people that may be listening to you. And there is this type of a prayer where you close the door behind you and you're all alone in your secret place and you just begin to pour your heart before God with the thankful heart through prayer.
Okay, I hear you, Muruti. So now, let me just add something where what you are saying. Now, Gre is saying that don't worry about anything but pray, meaning I mustn't worry. Now, remember this verse. I think Messi mentioned something before we come to this verse. Remember, she said we should be happy with what we have. Right? A person should be happy with what a person has. But now, the issue is now, he is saying, don't worry about anything. Now, meaning a person mustn't worry. You know, as I said, when we started, I said, it is difficult to, for example, you grown with someone, grown together, and maybe at school, like you were better than that person, like you were getting high marks, you were getting 100 out of 100, like Mesiso, getting 100 out of 100. or like myself, so I used to get 100 over 100 with math. But now, you found that okay, you're getting those marks, and then now goes to university, complete. After completing, the person that you studied with got a job, and then you don't get a job. When you apply for the same company, right? You have the same qualification, you have like you completed the same time, same university, you submit. Then they don't call you, they call your friend. Okay? But you submitted the same day. You did the same course. You obtained higher marks than your friend. Now they end up being hiring your friend, right? Now remember this verse saying you mustn't worry. You mustn't worry about anything. But what you must do is you must pray. But it is very, very, believe in me, Murudi and Messi, it is very, 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 very difficult. Because obviously you're going to start worrying. In your heart you're going to start saying, but now. My friend, we studied together, we went to university together, we went to submit our CV together, but now in return they don't call me, they call my friend. So it's not easy. It is not easy. It is not easy.
I think that sometimes it's not about the qualification that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now, okay. Now. After that, he said, ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks to what you have. In other words, it's let's say, for example, like, meaning after, okay, I don't have to worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need. In other words, I mustn't worry. Like, what I must do, I must pray. But now, remember you pray. Then when you pray, sometimes you pray, you don't get what you want. Because he said you pray for everything you need and always give thanks for what you have. Now, there are three things that happen. The first thing is you mustn't worry. The second thing is you pray. You ask God. And the third thing is you give thanks for what you have. Those are three things that need to happen. First, good for me to receive something, I mustn't worry. That's the first step. Now, the second step is for me to pray. Meaning, I must not start by praying first. I must start by not worrying. Because if I start by praying, I'm going to worry after. But if I start by not worrying, and then I pray, and then I thank God for what I have. There are three things. You can't start by praying and worry and no. The worry is the first one. You don't worry first. You don't have worry. You don't worry. And then when you don't worry. Obviously, when you pray, you're not gonna worry because you get my point. You dealt first by the point of not worry. You dealt with the point of not worry, and then you pray. After you pray. And then you give thanks to God.
I'm reminded of a very little demonstration, rather. A man that uses a wheelchair to go from point A to point B.
Yes.
Just looking at a man that has one leg.
Okay.
And he worries and say, I wish I just had, just even if it's one leg.
Yeah.
And the man that has one leg looks at the man that has two legs and he worries and he says, if only God could give me another leg. And the man that has two legs, you know, looks at the man that can properly ride a bicycle and he says, if only God could give me a bicycle. And the man who has a bicycle looks at the man that is passing by driving a beautiful sports car and he says, if only God could give me that car. And the man that has that beautiful sports car looks up, you know, in his convertible and he looks at the man that is riding his own helicopter, you know, his own plane, and he says, if only God could give me this helicopter.
Yes.
But that's one level of attitude to look at. But if you take it down from the man up there, you know, who says, I thank God that I can ride up here, you know, and the man who has the car, the beautiful car, looks at the man that is riding a bicycle and he says, I thank God for the car that you've given me. And the man that is riding a bicycle passes the man that is walking, they go into the same direction, and he says, I thank God for this bicycle. And the man that has two legs, look at the man that has one leg, and he says, I thank God I've got two legs. And the man that has one leg, looks at the man that has a wheelchair, and he says, I thank God, I have at least a leg. And the man that is in the wheelchair looks at the man as he visits hospital, he looks at the man that is bedridden, that needs people to turn him, and he says, I thank God at least I can push myself from point A to point B. So these are two different types of attitudes, and the attitude that God wants out of us is the attitude of gratitude. So that's, I'm just demonstrating what Muruti Mamabolo is saying here, that at all times, you know, there is a very little lady that I spoke to, and she was saying to me, Muruti, I am troubled because
I'm beautiful, I'm prayerful, and I've been waiting on God. I don't have a child, and I'm a graduate. I work very well, and I've been praying for marriage. And guess what? The lady that is uneducated, and she said this, I quote, and she's arguing.
Okay.
I'm just quoting her.
Yeah.
And guess what? She has been proposed last Sunday. What's wrong with me, Morodi? How will you tell me to say thank you, Lord, for what? So once we begin to be thankful of what we have, because here is something that happens sometimes. When you look at your next door neighbor and you see that the grass is greener on the other side, you also need to realize that if the grass is greener on the other side, most likely even the water bill is much higher.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to add something, Rudy. You know, as I was traveling with my wife this afternoon, we were just sharing, saying that, adding on what you're saying, that we need to appreciate what we have. You see, it's very important to appreciate what we have. Because if you don't appreciate, like, you're going to have that thing of saying, you know, because, for example, let's say in this case, there are people, as you were telling us the story, or the parable of those people that driving, some can't walk, and they see. So, for example, there are people whom you find that they can't afford a car, like they have a certain thing. Like, as you were saying, that this lady was praying that, no, but now you see, I have everything, but they can't marry me. So what I'm saying is, it's very important to be happy with what you have. For instance, there's a people whom they found that they are married and that they are blessed with 5 children, but things are not well. There's fighting and there's problem. There's this group of people whom they married. They are not blessed with children, but you see, that's what I'm saying. It a person must be happy with what you have. Yeah, you must be happy with whatever you have is fine. Because those who are having whatever that you wanted, they are suffering. Yeah. Those, you find that a person said, no, you know, I rather have a car. You have a bicycle. Now you have a bicycle around that bicycle, be happy with the bicycle. Don't say you rather have a car. The person having a car is suffering. But I'm saying it's very important to be satisfied with what we have. Now the time is 8:49. At 10 minutes to 9, we're still meditating. In South Africa is 10 to 9. I'm not sure in USA what's the time. Moro, did you know the difference between us and the USA? Okay. Yeah, so we the time is that time, and then we still meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawulu. As I said, I'm broadcasting from Hasekhopo, a rural area outside Polokwane, 70 kilometers to Polokwane. And Pastor Patrick Mundebele is in Piet Retief. Wherever he is and me where I am, the difference is 800 kilometers. He's in one of our studio in Piet Retief. As I said, that for him to go to Swaziland, he don't need anything. He just need a wheelbarrow, and then to go to Swaziland. And then now what? Yeah, now with yeah, with Maisie as well. She's in Hamaki, Hamujaji. Now I think for her as well to go to the Rain Queen, She just needs the she just needs the this thing, the yeah. to go there, yeah. So we are together meditating. Our main scripture reading is in the book of Philippians 4, verse 1 to 9. So we were in verse number 6. We'll go to verse 7. But before we go to verse 7, I want us to go to a break. We'll come back. Are we going to break with this song? I'm going to repeat this song. Okay. Now I'm going to play another song by My Trust is in the Lord by this young man, David. We'll play this song. We'll sort the rest later. But yeah, we'll play it. And then we'll go to break. We'll come back.
I am God, my trust is in you. 28 by the grace of God over the church of Monomoroya 073-269-2731. Our Valkyrie of WhatsApp, we are in 083-289-4658.
Okay, we are back from the break. We went to drink some tea. We are back. The time is 8:57. 3 minutes to eight. I mean 3 minutes to nine. We left with 3 minutes to nine. We are about to sign off. I am still with Macy. And together with Pastor Patrick. No, but I think I have my wife here. I wanted her to just say something. We're going to read two verses. Which is 7 and 8. And then I think we will sign off. So we are still meditating with this song. I love this song very much. It's a reggae style. And Marudi knows very well that okay, number 7. We read number 7. And the peace of God. Okay, let's read it in English. English easy to read. It's saying, and because you belong to Christ Jesus, God's peace will stand guard over all your thought and feelings. His peace can do this far better than our human mind. I don't know, Muruti, with yours, what does he say?
Verse 7.
Okay. Now, in other words, this English is just saying, and because you belong to Christ Jesus, God's peace will stand guard over all your thoughts and feelings. His peace can do this far better than our human minds. So, I want to say this because when we read in John 14, Jesus said, peace be with you. Let your heart be not troubled. Peace be with you. Now, in another way, he's saying, when somebody is having a peace, this peace will stand and guard over all our thought and our feelings. Now, if somebody is having a peace, you're not going to have worry. Now, you see, it takes us to verse number 6, that we shouldn't worry, but we should pray. In other words, when you have peace, you won't be able to worry. That's what he's saying. Sipat, are you still here? Okay. What do you say? Okay. So, Murud, What are you saying about verse number 7 as we move to verse number 8?
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Tabataba Eholo, keep what is in our hearts and what is in our mind. And I'm very much reminded, there is a song that was sung in a particular movie that says, what do you do after after you've done all you can stand? I believe it's a song that is sung by, amongst other people, I'm not advertising him, Pastor McLuckan.
Okay.
You know, that the standing is standing in the peace of God, standing in Christ, you know. After we have done all we can do, we need to stand on him. And the peace, when we stand on him through prayer, through supplication, through thanksgiving, through moderation of our thoughts, we stand on him through those things. We stand on his promises through this thing. And when we do that, when we stand upon the word of God and we hold firm on the hope which is in Christ Jesus, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds. We shall be filled with peace, and people won't understand. That's what it means when it says it's the peace that passes all human understanding. People won't understand how we can be peaceful even in turmoil situation, even in tempest, even when troubles are surrounding us, even when we walk upon the serpents and the scorpions. But we shall have peace through all that, you know. We shall have the peace of the Lord because we are standing on his promises, and we stand on his promises with prayer, with supplication, and with thanksgiving of what he has already done, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Also standing knowing that nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. And when we do all these things, the peace of God, not the peace of the people, you know, the peace of God, which passes human understanding, shall keep our hearts and shall keep our mind through Christ Jesus Christ. Through Christ Jesus.
Okay.
Amen.
No, I hear you. Let me just read this with the message. Then I'll go to verse number 8. And then we will sign off. But as I said, before we sign off, I have my wife here. She's going to say something after we finished. Like before we sign off. So now, in the message, it's saying, verse number 7. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It is wonderful what happened when Christ displayed worry at the center of your life. Now, I come to verse number 8, which is our main verse for tonight, for meditation. In a new, with the message it's saying, summing it all up, friends, I will say you will do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. That is what it said in the message. Now, it's saying you should fill your mind with meditating on true things, noble and reputable and compelling. So that is what it's saying. That is our last verse for this chapter that we are meditating with, because it's saying, finally, brethren. Now, it's saying, in summing up, because remember in verse number 1, he told them that the way I love you, I will do everything for you. In verse number 2, he said to them, you should iron out your differences. Like when that young man was ironing his trouser, that's what Paul was saying. Now in verse 3, he told them that somebody is going to help you to iron out your differences. Verse 4, he talks about not worry. Verse 4, it talks about you must be happy all the time, have joy. Verse 5, it talks about don't have to be worried. Verse 6, it talks about you must pray. Then verse 7, it talks about the peace. Verse 8, it talks about meditation, which is the last verse for this chapter. Now, Muruti, what will you say? And after that, Messi will say something. Then Mamuruti will say something. And then we will sign off after it.
I'm just going to read it again in Zulu for my Zulu listeners so that they can get the very gist of the verse. In Zulu, verse 8, Kwabasa Philippi, verse 10, Satwasa 10, Yubesi Shakalombini, Kudera Jena. Enugupi Nabazalwane, Kongo Kuiprinis, Kongo Kyontegayo, Kongo Klungileyo, Kongo Kumshope, Kongo Kandegayo, Kongo Kusegayo, Noma Kukono Kuhle, Noma Kukono Kongegayo, Zinjani Ngalo.
Okay.
He says finally when he starts this verse, you know, and I find that very interesting coming from him because he's writing this. This is the one of the so-called prison epistles because he writes this verse. He is locked up in prison. He's in a dungeon. You know, and he's writing this. He is awaiting a trial, and he knows that he may be prosecuted and executed. So he's giving this, he's pouring out his heart to the people. But you know, what you need to do is think about that which is good and do good, you know. So with these words, to say the number 8 is the number of the new beginning. You know, there might be a new beginning to somebody who is listening, someone who might have had some differences with the husband, with the wife, the mother, the father, the son, the daughter, the colleague, the pastor, you know. There can be new beginning as long as God is involved, where that beginning will be filled with truth, will be filled with honesty, will be filled with just things, will be filled with purity, will be filled with love, will be filled with good reports, you know, and will be filled with praise. You know, this is what verse 8 is about. So he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, you know, all these things, he says, be a true person. Be an honest person, you know, be honest even if your life depends on it, you know, be a just person, don't be a person who justifies things, be just, you know, and be a pure person, make sure that you are pure, your heart is pure, your words are pure, your meditation is pure, your even your intention is pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, not ugly, lovely. Whatsoever things are carrying the good report, you know, meditate, fill your mind with these things, fill your mind with goodness. Let the rivers of living waters flow on the inside of you. Don't have a dam on the inside of you, have a river, because the river flows with fresh waters, but a dam is contaminated with evil waters. So finally, brethren, this is one thing, you know, he's making that type of a goodbye in a sense, because he knows that he might actually be executed and die, and he wants to leave this world so that the people of God will live in harmony with each other.
So Messi,
I agree with on many points, so I'm just going to leave it there before I even spoil it.
Okay. So, Muruti, I think let's welcome Mamuruti, and then before we sign off, because according to the time, we are at it's 9:11. And we were supposed to, according to time it's 9:11, but it is, we left with one 1 minute to be 3 hours. But there's still more to talk about. It's just that time it's no longer on our side. But we can talk until. But I want to welcome, I don't know, should we welcome her with the song? What do you suggest?
Okay. That would be great.
Yeah, I know. Let's just welcome her with the song. All right. So, I'm with you. Then, let's give her time. Welcome there. And, Murudi, you can welcome her as well. Now, I already did that.
Queen of the airwaves in the house. Guy, extra time. I've been dealing 90 minutes. Then there's a special time, the time for opportunity to score at the last minute.
Amen.
Extra time, I open like half past 9. Muruti Waka, welcome to the show. Muruti, Mrs. Mama Bolo, the worship of the Lord and the preacher of the gospel, the mother to By the Grace Ministries and the mother to By the Grace, the Queen of the Airways. Welcome. We welcome you so very much.
Thank you so much, Pastor, and thank you, everyone. And our listeners, good evening to you. I've been listening to you guys. You guys are wonderful. You guys are awesome. By the grace, though. So we thank the Lord, and I thank God for this opportunity tonight to finally meet with our listeners. And then all I can say is that through everything that you've been discussing here through meditation, I've learned a lot, and then that and then reminded me of the words that the someone said in the book of Psalms chapter 4 verse 8, when he said that in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. So when you were talking about the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, being content with what you are having, being content in the Lord, so it really, really revived my spirit and helped me a lot. We really, really feeding our souls here And I can see that we really getting ready for the coming of the Lord. So if you are out there and you have not received Jesus Christ, I'm just saying to you that welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Everyone is welcome, regardless of your race, your circumstances, your past, your color, the language you speak, your gender. Jesus Christ died for us all, so He loves us. You are welcome. And then I just wanted to say hello to you guys, and then my show is loading. Even though I'm lazy, but it's coming, it's loading. Yeah, it's loading by faith. Soon.
Oh,
it's ready, it's just that laziness is taking place, but anyway, I've conquered it. Then it's coming very soon. Amen. So I will be driving my show that the Lord has blessed me with. It's a task that I've been given that I should do as well, because now postponing won't help. Jesus is coming, and then I don't want to have an excuse, because there won't be any excuse. The time is now and the time is there, so we must use it. So thank you guys, you're doing a very good job. I'm really, really, really glad, and I'm really proud of you guys for all that you're doing, everybody. So you're doing a great job. Is it? Okay.
You know what the listeners are not aware of?
Yes.
Is that these two ladies which we have in the studio tonight, oh man, they can sing. And they can pray, and they can
sing. And they can cook too. The cooking party, yeah. Yes.
So we love you so very much, Pastor Mrs. Mamabolo, and we are looking forward to the show, Who Needs a Doctor?
Yes, that's why I don't want to talk too much. I don't even want to go into details, because I will start revealing stuff that are not supposed to be revealed in this show. I'm waiting for my time. Yes, I will be with Cecilia Funo. I will force her by fire, by force. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to throw you in here just for a moment, woman of God, because the Lord has loaded you with knowledge, wisdom, and with great understanding. I just wanted to throw you in here on what we studied about just before we closed the show at about half past 9 p.m. South African time, or Central African time,
yes.
CHT. In closing, rather, what message can you give to our listeners? We've got listeners that are listening all over the world, from India, Pakistan, the United States of America, China, Barbados, Africa, Namibia, all over the world, basically, you know. And what message that you would like to leave with them tonight?
The message that I would like to leave with everybody tonight is just to remind those who are saved, and then those who are not, just to let them know that the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 1, it says that for we know that the tent that we are living in will decay someday, and then the spirit, which is us, the real person, the inner man, will have to go out and go back to where it comes from, to the Father. So if you did not prepare for it, then it's a problem. So now, as we know that the tent is our body that will be buried, will decay here on earth, so it is very much important for a person to receive Jesus Christ now, when the time is there and the opportunity is there. So, and it says that by doing so, which means you are preparing for the body that the Lord has prepared for us, not a man, it's not a human body, it's a body that does not decay, which is the permanent, the eternal body that the Lord has prepared for those who have accepted him as their Lord and their Savior while they were still on earth alive. So, everyone, please, Jesus Christ is urging you to repent and receive him, because there is no other way. The Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the way to the Father. For us to go to the Father, we need Jesus Christ. We don't need the prophet. We don't need the pastors. We don't need money. We don't need all the wealth that we can accumulate here on earth. We don't need sangomas. We don't need magic. We need Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ. So, if you haven't done that, it's your time to do it. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Murugu, we are, I think the time is 9:23. As you said, we will push it until half past. As you say, now, I'm excited. It was a good show. And we thank God to our listeners. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, a station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. And our website, as I think our listeners have clicked on it, www.radio.bythegrace.org, and you can also visit our website main page, which is www.bythegrace.org. And then into there you'll be able to find everything. But let me announce this before we sign off. Now, to our listeners, we want you to keep in mind that on the September 21 until 23, we are coming. We are coming at Tembali Athletics Rank in Linasia. We will be there for soul winning campaign. Under this message, go and tell him. Now, go and tell John that the blind can see. That is a message that we are going at Tembali Linasia. It's going to be awesome, just for a soul. And we are very excited for that. So the date is 21 to 23 September 2018. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to be there. And what I like about it, that service or that assignment is going to be live on our radio, By the Grace Radio. It's going to be awesome. And Muruti, you know, I just heard that our guest artist is coming again. You know, our guest artist. Yeah, I heard that our guest artist is going to be there as well.
Amen.
And we are very excited. She will be singing live, and the service will be live as well. We're just counting down because the system saying is 53 days to go, but it is around the corner for soul winning. We are very excited, and it will be live. Yeah. Yeah, no, we should get more of those, eh? We should get more of those like Angel Gabriel. We're gonna say Angel Gabriel is coming. Yeah, no, Angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel. What?
We loved it. I wanted everybody to have it.
Yeah, Angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel will also be there as well. I forgot. Angel Gabriel will be there as well.
Yeah, and I just want to say some last words before we sign off. Amen. Sister Messi, Muruti Mama Bolo, Pastor Mama Bolo, and Mrs. Pastor Mama Bolo. I know that Bishop Mama Bolo is probably listening as well. Greetings to everybody that is listening all over the world. You know, laughter is a medicine for us. As we laugh like this, I really declare, may God give you laughter. May God give you laughter. You shall laugh like Sarah laughed and said, how can this happen in my old age? God's timing is not man's timing. I'm saying be encouraged and never lose hope. Never give up. Keep on walking in the light of God and keep on shining for Christ. You know, it is not too late. Muruti Mama Bolo, Mrs. Muruti Mama Bolo spoke this. She was talking about the fact that Jesus is coming back, and may he find you standing in the right position. May you take your right, may you take your rightful place. If you have not reconciled with God Almighty, it is not too late to reconcile with God Almighty. And you know what? Right now, Jesus Christ is the advocate for your case. He is the advocate for your situation. But if you don't grab if you don't grab the opportunity for him to advocate you, then after death, he won't be your advocate. He will be the judge of your case. Right now, he's the advocate for your case. But if you die without knowing and without reconciling with God, then Christ, the same Christ who is the advocate now, will be the judge for your case. So reconcile with God and reconcile with the people which have wronged you, and reconcile with the people whom you have wronged. And as you move forward, verse 8 says, finally, find peace in Christ. Find the joy in Christ. Find salvation in Christ. Find rebirth in Christ. And find reconciliation in Christ. And I would like to pray. I would like to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you touch that mother. I pray that you touch that father. I pray that you touch that daughter. I pray that you touch that that boy, that young man, that young woman. I pray that you bring that family back to unity again. I pray that you bring that church back to unity again. I pray that you bless that marriage. I pray that you bless that family. I pray that you bless that job. I pray that you bless that business, that small business. I pray that it shall grow with leaps and bounds. I pray for that young man that is lying sick in hospital, that arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come. Rise up and walk, for the healer is in this place. I pray for that man that is in the dungeon, like Paul was. I pray for that man that is in prison right now. There is hope, and you can be restored. I know you are serving time, but there is hope. You shall come out and you shall do blessings. You shall do great for God. You shall say like David said. You shall say, surely I have seen the Lord. I was young and now I'm of age, and I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. I pray for that young man or that young woman that is trying, that is looking for a job. I say, don't give up. Keep on sending those CVs. Humble yourself before the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. This is my prayer tonight. I pray that God will show you grace and God will show you favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. It's been awesome to our guest Messi. It was good driving this show with you as well. Muruti, we pushed. There's still more. I mean, we can go until 1 o'clock, but there's still more for the verse that the chapter that we were meditating about. to our listener, the time is 9:31 South African time. I think it's time to sign off, but I want to repeat the words from verse number 1, saying, "Dear friend, I love you very much. And as I promised you that stick with us until we sign off, you will learn a lot. So it's been a good journey from 6 o'clock until 9:30. Almost 3 hours and 30 minutes. It's been awesome. So we are signing off. We love you. I don't know what will Muruti, are you want to say something? Messi, you want to say something?
We love you.
My wife, so we are signing off now. Cheers. Bye bye, our listener. We'll meet tomorrow, same time. But not same place, but same time. Not same place. Unfortunately, tomorrow will be live in Gauteng. Today we were live in Askopo, a beautiful village. And we were also live at Hamatri at the same time together again. We go Peter TV. It was awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so this podcast, it will be available when we finish the show. To our listeners there, they can catch it up and listen. We thank God.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Night.
Night.
Yeah, sing us, hey? All the tunes. Bye.